The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
Augustine and Jerome lived vaguely at the same time.
No, Jerome is older than Augustine.
I know that, but
333, 354, he's about 20 years older than Augustine, yeah.
So let's begin with Jerome then. Jerome is often depicted as an emaciated figure with a skull in his
hand. That's his thing, yeah, out in the desert like, like a hermit in the desert where he was studying with the lions. And all. I know there are about 1,000 pictures of Jerome with the lions.
How'd you say? An amazing...
Well, he mentions this. He mentions this, and he was tempted, and he went out in the desert like to do penance or something to get away from temptations and all this other stuff. That's
like
why
you...
Jerome is painted that way.
Okay, well, can we translate this sentence? Jerome was an emaciated figure holding a skull, ever immersed in books.
Bella figura macellenta, que cranium tenebat libris semper deditus. That you can say easily. He's a great man.
You mentioned the lion.
He was a horrible man. You couldn't live with him at all.
Why?
Oh, he was very, very rough.
No, he wasn't. He took a fawn out of a lion's paw once.
Yeah, I understand. He took out the nail. I know. This is in Bethlehem. And the lion stayed with him for the rest of his life.
So can we say that in Latin?
No.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. So it extracts it, spinam de leonis pede.
And?
Qui eum totam per vitam est comitatus, who accompanied him through his whole life. Lion stayed with him.
And he was nicknamed the lion.
Yeah, I mean, because of this whole thing, that this is all in history, I mean, stories, and the artist come along and made a whole story out of it.
How do you say nickname in Latin?
Est agnomentum. I know agnomen. Agnomen, like a
little name.
An offside name.
Do you have a nickname?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
The Latin Lover.
Oh, poopas. I think that isn't that finished? The Latin Lover is gone.
No, it hasn't.
Didn't they cancel it?
No.
Well, anyway, so, I don't care. Go on.
You were saying that he didn't have a very attractive personality. Was it because he had...
It was just his personality. He was a very rough man. He was rough. We'd say he'd never be canonized today. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just his mannerism and everything else was very gruff and rough.
Gruff and rough. How'd you say
rough
that?
Rough and rough. Okay, here we go.
You said it, I didn't.
Asper et durus.
He had a caustic pen. And
well, that's
didn't,
it, certainly.
Didn't spare the loose living clergy of his time, right?
Oh, no, he has 1,000 letters and everything else against. Oh, he has famous things about the De Moribus Clericorum. Ooh. It's incredible that clergy... it's very, very contemporaneous. I love him. Clergy should not go to fancy restaurants with clerics. I mean, no, people should not go to fancy restaurants with clerics. Or clerics should not go with rich people to fancy restaurants.
How do you
say
that?
Take Transtevere tonight. No, he doesn't. He can't stand that stuff. I like him very much.
When he wrote, I said that he had a caustic pen. How would you say that? Of somebody. How would you say that Jerome?
Stilum acerbum. A bitter pen. Or acrem. Or acutum stilum. A pen which is sharp. Oh, you should hear the way he and Augustine, of course, had the famous fight. And that's what we do.
But who started the fight?
Augustine. Rome was translating the New Testament. No, I mean the Bible. or adapting the Bible. And Augustine saw this stuff and he said, you're ruining the faith. You're destroying everything we know. And Augustine, as a pastor, bishop, was not happy with the scholarship of Jerome. And, of course, in the end, Jerome said, you be a good bishop and I'll be a scholar and mind your own business. And, of course, Jerome was right and Augustine was wrong as far as, you know, the scholarship of the Bible goes. Jerome was saying, this word is not right and I'm changing it to this word, you see. Well, Augustine didn't know about that stuff at all. So that's why, and the correspondence back and forth.
He was attentive to rhetoric, was he, Jerome?
I mean, what do you mean, rhetoric? Well, I mean, he knew how to express himself. Phony rhetoric, no. Absolutely
not. How'd you say phony rhetoric?
Okay. Falsa retorica.
Well, that's easy, isn't it?
That's easy. Yeah, that's all right. And
there's a story about him taking a stand against Pelagianism, no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He and Augustine. Oh.
What was Pelagianism?
Well, Pelagius. Well, now Pelagius is almost going to be canonized. But in those days, Pelagius, he's from Spain, if I'm not mistaken. And he kind of went so far as to say, listen, now, God is responsible for our good actions. However, our own goodwill, you know, our own disposition, our own desire, our own determination is also responsible for our good actions. And we can merit and be good, not on our own, but almost by our own volition. And, of course, Jerome and Augustine lost their minds with this because it didn't work so much with Scripture. Pelagius is very popular today. He would say you can become a saint not on your own, but you decide to be good and you can be good. And Augustine would say, no, 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 God is responsible for your goodness and your sanctity. And Pelagius said, no, we are responsible somewhat for our sanctity and our goodness. And so that was the big clash. And then they had semi-Pelagianism, where they said, well, the beginning of your goodwill may be your own business, but then God has to help you to finish this. That was kind of halfway. Well, now it would be just the opposite. And Jerome and Augustine spent their lives ripping apart Pelagius. Well, now he would be just about, I won't say canonized, but he was a nice guy and was not bad. And he said, I can be good on my own, you see. That's what they didn't
like. Well, I read that when Jerome took a stand against Pelagianism, this wasn't a very popular move. And apparently people entered his monastery setting fire to it.
Oh, we're in Bethlehem? I mean, out in the east there, I imagine.
Yeah. And
because of that, I don't remember that.
And he narrowly escaped by barricading himself into a tower.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
How do you say that in Latin?
I never.
How do you say fire escape? Or
No. Seque eripuit in turim includendo. I didn't hear that story, but I can imagine, because it was very popular. It would be today extremely popular, Pelagianism. That's why some people would say, listen, maybe we should restore, like Galileo, you know, maybe we should restore Pelagius. He wasn't a bad guy, and Jerome and Augustine were a little kind of overdoing it. Well, that's another story.
A huge thank you there to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, and he's currently working in the Vatican as the Pope's own Latinist.
Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.